Annie Mae Aquash was found dead on the Pine Ridge Reservation in February 1976, killed by a bullet to the back of her head. But no one was charged with the offense for almost 30 years. Then, two defendants were tried and convicted. One of them, John Graham, has lost another appeal. Graham was extradited from Canada in 2007 after he was implicated by his co-defendant. Graham raised issues with his extradition, saying the U.S. government extradited him, not the state, and so South Dakota did not have jurisdiction. He also challenged the extradition request because it did not list the crime for which he was eventually convicted. Late last week, the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals at St. Paul released an opinion affirming the legality of the process that returned Graham to South Dakota to face charges. STPB's Victoria Wicks has this story.
Rapid City Attorney John Murphy defended John Graham at trial in December 2010. Graham was charged with first-degree murder and felony murder and convicted of the latter charge. In March 2012, Murphy again spoke on Graham's behalf during oral arguments in front of the South Dakota Supreme Court.
Mr. Graham went to trial. It was a long trial. After 2 days of deliberation, he was found not guilty of premeditated murder, but was found guilty of felony murder.
The term felony murder sounds odd to someone not familiar with criminal justice, as if there's such a thing as misdemeanor murder. But it refers to a situation when a person has committed a felony, and during that commission, or as a result of it, someone dies. That was the charge that stuck for John Graham. He and two accomplices, Theda Clark and Fritz Arlo Looking Cloud, drove Annie Mae Aquash from Colorado to South Dakota in November 1975. The jury found that Graham had helped to kidnap Aquash, and that kidnapping, that felony, was instrumental in her death. But felony murder was not listed as a charge on extradition papers. Premeditated murder was, and John Graham was found not guilty of premeditated murder.
If there's one issue or one thing about this issue that I would like the court to consider is the need for remand to develop a factual record in this case on this issue.
In oral arguments, John Murphy asked the South Dakota Supreme Court to kick the case back for retrial because the state had withheld documentation that Canada had agreed to the prosecution. Yes, the state needed permission from Canada. John Graham was a citizen of Canada and a member of a Canadian tribe. It was a confusing case. Annie Mae Aquash was found murdered on the Pine Ridge Reservation, where the U.S. government has jurisdiction over most major crimes. And so the feds applied for extradition for John Graham and got it, and Graham was brought to Rapid City to stand trial in federal court. But then the courts ruled that Graham didn't fall under federal jurisdiction because he was not from a U.S. tribe. He was Canadian. Further complicating the issue was that Annie Mae Aquash was also a member of a Canadian tribe. Graham remained in custody until a Pennington County grand jury could indict him on state charges. During oral arguments, John Murphy told justices that the trial judge kept the documentation from Canada under seal until after Graham's trial.
We know in Canada during the extradition battle, there were unbelievably complicated hearings, the presentation of evidence, the cross-examination of the government attorneys, and all sorts of things that led to the extradition on a federal charge of premeditated murder. We know nothing about how this case came to South Dakota state courts.
Murphy said the trial judge ruled that it didn't matter how Graham got there. Attorney General Marty Jackley argued the state's case in the state-level appeal. He said that sealed document received in February 2010 from the Canadian Minister of Justice gave the state authority to try Graham on two charges in state court. Justice Stephen Zinter asked Jackley about that letter.
He wants a remand to determine the validity of the sealed waiver document, which was filed under seal, and he's alleging that he never had a chance to see it before the trial.
I would submit, number one, he doesn't have standing to argue that issue. That's a Canadian issue. And number two, that's an issue between the United States government and Canada. So I think under either grounds, a remand would not be appropriate, and a remand would not show anything. The reality is this is a certified waiver of the doctrine of speciality. It's clear to this case. It waives it for both first-degree murder and felony murder kidnapping and should be applied.
After the South Dakota Supreme Court upheld his conviction, Graham took the issue to federal court in Sioux Falls. There, Judge Lawrence Pearsall agreed with the state Supreme Court's opinion, but granted Graham a certificate of appealability on one of his claims, that his conviction violated the dual criminality provision of the U.S.-Canada Extradition Treaty. That provision was explained by Washington, D.C. Attorney Paul Wolf, who represented Graham before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on October 19th last year.
So Mr. Graham was indicted in state court in South Dakota for premeditated murder and also for felony murder. And that's what makes this a very interesting appeal, because after his extradition proceedings were completed, he was indicted for something that is not a crime in Canada.
Frankly, even if it wasn't a crime in Canada, the Minister of Justice could still say, we're going to turn him over anyway.
Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland argued for the state before the Eighth Circuit. He said the extradition treaty protects Canada's national interests, not John Graham's personal interests.
That's where his remedy lies, if anywhere, is in Canada. But he didn't avail himself of that. So his standing, and since Canada turned him over, without objection, on the charges for which he was tried, he has no standing greater than Canada's.
Ultimately, John Graham's arguments were undone by that sealed document from the Canadian Minister of Justice sent to authorize Pennington County to prosecute Graham on two charges. The Eighth Circuit appellate judges found that even if felony murder is not a named crime in Canada, the conduct underlying it is criminal, and the Minister of Justice said as much when he issued that consent to waiver of speciality. Whether the Minister of Justice, a prosecutor, had authority to issue that waiver is a matter of Canadian law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.